Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Fear is something a lot of us deal with daily. Maybe fear to speak in a classroom, fear to go into a new job, fear of losing someone or something. But whatever we are fearing, we must give it to God. We can't allow it to have power over us. And a lot of times, when we are fearful, we allow the situation to be our main focus. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to focus on the very thing that we are fearful of, because then we are focused on it and not the goodness of God. We aren't thinking about how good God is and how God can save us from anything. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this: For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This verse is the anchor we must stand on. And we hear people quote it all the time, but this verse is true. He doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but power and love and sound mind. He gives us the power to stand against anything and everything that could try to come against us. Look at Gideon. He told God, he said, I'm the least in my family. He was a coward. He wasn't ashamed of it. He knew he was the weakest and he didn't care. He knew he wasn't strong and he didn't care. He didn't want to conquer anything. But by the end of it all, Gideon was the bravest person we could ever read about, because he let down his guard. And that's what we must do, is let down our guard so God can show us who he is and who we truly are. Judges 6:15 says this: Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. Our true identity can't be placed in our fear and our mistakes. No, because if this was so, a lot of us would be labeled things of our past and of our fear. But we are children of God with power from on high. And when we fear, we can't allow it to stay. We must rebuke the spirit of fear and ask God to go with us and help us conconquer wherever it is. Psalm 56:3 says this: When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. We must place our trust in God, not in what a weapon can do, not our fighting skills, not in someone else. No, we must place our trust in God, because he's the only one who can save us and change a situation. But we have to believe that he can do this. Nothing can happen to us unless God wills it. And everything that happens to us is to develop character and to change who we are for his purpose and glory. Joshua 1:9 says this: Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. His word says he commands us to be strong and to be brave and not to be frightened, but to know that wherever we go, God is with us. We never have to face life alone. We never have to worry about being alone, because of whatever happens, God is with us and he loves us. God wants us to be bold as lions against the schemes and traps of the enemy. Not afraid, but bold in speaking his word to the enemy. That is why it is important we learn the word of God, so we can use the word against the enemy, because the enemy can't stand when we quote the Bible to him, because he has no power over the word of God. This is our shield. This is our strength. And we must learn to use it when we need it. So stand strong against what the enemy is trying to do, and be brave, because God is with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Father God, we thank you for giving us power over our fear. We thank you for giving us power and being able to stand. Father God, we ask you, whatever we're fearful of, whatever situation we can't control, we ask you to put control in it. We ask you to stand against it. We ask you to conquer it, because we can't do anything in our strength, but Father God, with you, we can do anything. Father God, please remove fear off of us. Help us to conquer it with your word. Help us to conquer it with you, Father God. We trust in you. We give you everything, Father God. Father God, walk with us today in this situation. Father God, we place this situation before you. We place this person before you. And we ask you right now to help us through it. Father God, we thank you for the many blessings you have gave us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see another day. We thank you for the strength of our body, the breath in our lungs. Father God, we thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back. And we thank you for the blessings and the favor that you have poured into our life. Father God, we give you blessings and we give you honor. We give you glory and we praise your holy name for everything, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophet Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share on social media. Thank you.